It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We try really hard to give advice that doesn't involve blatantly lying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, totally.
But when we get an email from a listener saying, "Help me come up with a lie to tell my ex-girlfriend," what are we supposed to do?
Hey, why are you lying to your ex-girlfriend?
Our hands are kind of tied here, so we need to help Seth, who's the guy who emailed us, spin the truth a little bit.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Seth.
Hey, what's up, guys?
This sounds messy already.
We can do it, though.
Yeah, for sure. Good liar over here.
Messy is right in our wheelhouse, though, Seth. So go ahead and tell us, what's the name of your ex-girlfriend?
Her name's Laura.
Okay. How long have you guys been broken up?
Laura and I haven't been dating for, I would say, like over 2 years. I mean, I haven't counted the months, but it's been a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you guys still have a relationship, obviously, if you're talking.
No, we actually don't. I pretty much stopped talking to her once I started dating this other girl.
Okay.
And we've been together for a minute, and then we had just broken up, like, I don't know, a month ago or so.
Oh, so there's two exes we're talking about right now?
So we're going to be calling your ex. Why?
Let's just lie to all of them.
Yeah.
Well, so the reason I'm trying to help get you guys help with Laura is because me and my recent ex, we had a trip planned to Bahamas. And, you know, I paid for it already. It's like all inclusive.
Plane
trips, it's the hotels, it's everything, right?
Okay.
And she was very excited about it. But then over the past month, things just kind of deteriorated. And we're not together anymore, but I still have the trip.
Okay.
All right.
And so, and so now I'm in this position where, like, I don't know who to take.
So the recent ex's name isn't on any of these tickets. Like, they're changeable?
So, yeah, it's my name. They didn't ask for her name. It's kind of like...
With the inclusive resort. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think I might have to pay a fee.
Right, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, but it's possible.
Now let's talk about all the policies that have to go through when you're changing names on tickets. Let's spend 10 minutes on that.
I didn't mean to bring it up.
Okay, so anyway, let's go back to your story.
Yeah, you know, so I thought about taking a buddy, but the problem with that is it's like, it's not just like a standard vacation. It's like kind of like a romantic getaway, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's like massages, there's like horseback riding.
Oh.
There's like,
you don't have any buddies that would be interested in a little couples massage and a beach horseback ride?
It's also like a suite with one big bed. You know what I mean?
Again, you don't have any buddies that would be up for that?
I think Jeffrey's volunteering is what he's saying.
Sounds kind of nice.
So that's the thing, you know, I don't really want to take any of my guy friends.
Okay.
And it also would be, it'd be kind of weird to take any of my like platonic female friends because it would be just too sensual.
Romantic. Yeah.
I always try to get me and my guy friends take me on trips and they never do.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, she's not going to do anything with me.
Yeah.
So if I'm reading this right, you're thinking of taking your ex.
Yeah. You know, I am. I realized that over the past month after, you know, this recent breakup, I've been thinking a lot about her and, you know, we had our problems, but I don't know. I feel like it's not necessarily completely dead. And so, you know, I went on her Facebook and it says that she's single or whatever. And I don't know, but that's the thing is if I ask her, I don't want her to think like she's my second pick. You know what I mean? And that's where I guess where I need with the lie.
You are very in your head about all of this.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So
but I see where he's coming from, though.
Totally.
Okay.
But like, what a surprise. Like your ex who you haven't really spoken to in 2 years is just going to call you out of the blue and be like, I got us a romantic getaway to the Bahamas.
I mean, would you say no to that?
No, I would go. If I was single,
exactly.
I would totally go.
Exactly.
We used to talk about it a lot when we were together, right? Like, so, like, I know she would love to go in theory, right? At the time, I didn't have a good enough job to afford a trip like this.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get why you're choosing Laura, but why do you need our help to do this? Why can't you just reach out to your ex in a text or do the phone call on your own?
So, okay, I think I'm a terrible liar, right?
And
I feel like, you know, I don't want her to think that she's the second choice, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, if she gets suspicious, you guys can kind of, like, jump in there or something and, like, kind of just loosen the atmosphere a bit and grease the thing.
Can I ask you, like...
grease the thing.
Yeah, I mean, the way this works is, like, we'll give you some advice, right? You make the call, and then we kind of jump in at the end. Like, what do we tell her at the end of the call? Because we're not going to tell her, like, hey, we were there to help him lie to you. Like, what's our cover?
We work for the resort.
What, a radio show that works for the resort. I'm assuming she listens.
Yeah, we're the Bahamas local radio show, and
he
wanted to take
Bahamas.
You.
Yes. All right.
No, like, what do we tell her once we get her on the phone?
Maybe you could say that I got the tickets from you guys.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's
okay. Really the wheels are turning.
Yeah.
The lies are coming out.
Yes.
We're going to think of more lies, and we're going to tell one of them to your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, but we get to lie.
Yeah, I know. This is fun.
But the outcome is pretty cool. She gets to go to the Bahamas. Is the outcome.
Can I be rich or have like an accent in this?
No.
No. We're going to think a little more. We're going to play a song first. We'll come back, and then Seth will let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call to your ex-girlfriend to invite her on a trip to the Bahamas.
Going to the Bahamas, boy!
No.
I don't think so. We'll come up with something better. Just hold on.
All right, thank you.
If you're just joining us for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, in the first part of this, I said that we were trying to help a guy lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really like how that sounds.
Okay.
Instead, I want to think of it as we're trying to create a different picture than reality to help one of our listeners out.
That's exactly what a liar...
I like that.
That's what a liar would say,
no,
Jeff.
It just feels more noble when you say it that way.
It does, yeah.
And we're doing it like that because one of our listeners, Seth, planned an island getaway to the Bahamas with his girlfriend, but they ended up breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so he still has the trip, wants to invite somebody else, decided it wouldn't be good to invite one of his buddies to this romantic getaway in the islands, and instead he wants to call up his previous ex, his ex-ex from 2 years ago, and see if maybe she would be interested in going on the trip with him instead.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want her to know that she's the second choice.
Right.
There's a lot of layers to this.
And he's a terrible liar.
And he admits he's worried he's not going to be able to do it. So he wants some advice. How can he spin the truth so that his ex-ex doesn't know what's really going on? Brooke, what do you think?
I think it's really simple.
Okay.
You just don't tell her that you've already bought the trip. Like, you just ask her as if, like, hey, I have a wild idea. I know we haven't talked. But I've just been thinking about you so much, and I think it would be amazing if we just went to the Bahamas together.
It's interesting.
Don't you don't like that? I think that's really good.
I think it's easier to turn down if they're not already bought.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, Brooke, you led me to my advice, which I think, honestly, just tell her the last girlfriend fell through.
No.
I think you would enjoy this trip more than anyone else. Just put it all out there. There's too many layers to this, bro.
So you're saying be honest? That's the first time you've ever advocated.
Okay, so
I know,
so basically,
I think you gotta be honest for once.
So basically, you want him to go alone.
No,
exactly.
My idea.
But
better.
I think he doesn't have to keep the lie going through the vacation.
They won't talk about it again. The planning.
Seth is being awfully quiet during all of our advice.
Yeah.
Seth, do you have any thoughts on this?
I don't know. I think saying that I'll book the tickets, I think she'll say no. I don't think if I don't have them, she won't say yes.
It's not a good sign of asking her if you think she's gonna say no. Or remember, you won it from the radio station.
Yeah, I could say I won it.
Yeah.
She'll ask why I ask her.
Okay, we have a lot of bad ideas here.
Let's
just make the call.
We'll
see what bad idea bubbles to the surface when you're on the phone
with
her.
Go.
I'm going to dial the number right now. I'm wishing you good luck, Seth. We'll jump in when you feel like you need help, which is, I'm guessing, going to be very early.
Yeah,
but we're going to try it, okay? I'm dialing it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Laura.
Seth?
Yeah, it's Seth. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. What's up? Why are you calling me?
Just was like reminiscing and thinking and I don't know. You know, I was thinking like, wouldn't it be kind of nice to catch up? I feel like it's been, 2 years, you know?
I guess we could catch up. I don't know. What did you have in mind?
We could maybe get a drink.
Yeah, sure. Do that maybe sometime.
So here's a crazy idea, though, because, you know, everybody gets drinks. Like, whatever, right? What if we got a drink on an airplane?
What are you talking about?
Like on an airplane, like what if we got like some, you know, some drinks on an airplane because, drum roll, I got 2 tickets to the Bahamas.
What are you talking about? No, you didn't.
I do. I have 2 tickets to the Bahamas. I know we always talked about it and, yeah, I thought, like, what if we just, I don't know, go together, have a drink on the plane, and then, you know, see how that goes.
I think we talked about going to the Bahamas, like, one time. But what are you talking about? What is going on?
I won them. It's a prize.
You won a prize?
Yep. I got a, well, it's an award, actually. I won it through a thing.
You won an award? What's the award for?
It's kind of like, it's not a big deal, but it's, I got the Humanitarian the Year Award. And they give it out in the Bahamas every year, or every 2 years, actually, I guess.
The Humanitarian of the Year Award? Are you out of your mind? When we were together, you used to lie about jobs on resumes.
I've been volunteering a lot the past 2 years, and I don't know. I guess someone nominated me. I get a letter. I thought it was a scam. I open up the letter, and it says, hey, Humanitarian Award. And it's so the thing I was doing is, you know how I love animals? I started volunteering with the penguins, the penguin house at the zoo. And I was just taking care of the penguins. And I guess they're endangered, some of them, the ones I'm taking care of, they're endangered. And so they gave me an award for taking care of them because I guess I did a really good job. And...
Oh, my God. What?
Good Lord.
Endangered penguin exhibit. Super rare.
What is happening?
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're calling to congratulate about the Humanitarian Award.
Yeah, we're presenting the award.
Yeah.
What is happening? I'm so confused right now. Did he really win sort of award? What?
Yeah.
I mean, do you like the idea of that?
Yeah.
Like, Bahamas trip?
Ooh, there's lots of penguins in the
No.
Anyway.
What's happening? You guys sound like him. Like, no one knows what they're talking about. What is happening?
No.
Penguins are in the southern...
Talk about the trip.
Yeah, we're not the penguin experts. We're just facilitating this trip to the Bahamas, which Seth really does have. He really has 2 tickets to the Bahamas, and he wants you to join him.
Because he's a humanitarian?
Seth?
That was a joke. you fell for it.
Oh, good joke, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I don't understand.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been dating somebody right after we broke up.
Oh, okay. We're just going to jump right to the truth. Here we go.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Take my advice.
Yeah, I mean, me and her were supposed to go on a trip together. We're not together anymore. I bought 2 really nice, expensive tickets to Bahamas and... I don't know. I didn't want to go by myself. I felt that would be really lonely, and I already spent all this money.
Okay. Seth, you're talking too much.
Look, you were the first person he thought of.
Thank you.
Oh, you are it. There's only one person I'd want to go with, and he knows you would appreciate it more than anybody else, too.
What do you think, Laura?
So wait, is this like a joke too? Like the rest of this has been a joke?
No.
Laura, he just has a great time with you. He feels like himself and he thinks that that's the best way to spend his trip. And he thought that you would really enjoy it.
But he was nervous about asking you. And that's why he wanted the help from the radio show because it's calling your ex-girlfriend. That's not easy.
He knew it was going to be weird.
It's definitely weird. This whole thing is really weird.
Or awkward, you could say.
Do you like hearing the truth more than the penguin humanitarian thing?
I like that.
Yes. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
So you guys haven't spoken in a long time, but is this something you might be interested in doing?
I mean, oh my God, what? I mean, a trip to the Bahamas, like, yeah, maybe.
Hey.
I mean, see, Seth? Like, what's the worst thing that could happen? You're stuck on a beautiful beach.
Ooh, poor you.
Yeah, it's awesome. You don't have to pay
for
anything.
You want me to go with you?
Yeah, I want you to go with me.
But you wanted to go with a different girl first, right?
Well, yeah, I was with her, but I'm not with her, so now I'm calling you. You're the first person.
That didn't come out good. That was second person.
It was almost a compliment.
Yeah. It's like 1.5.
He booked the ticket with someone else, but he was thinking about you the entire time.
That's a good one.
I mean, I'm okay with that not being true, but that's okay.
Hey, she sounds happy.
Wait, does that mean you're going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Why not?
All right.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to regret it. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. It's all paid for. Of course she's not going to regret it.
No, no way.
Can I ask a weird question? Are you still single?
I mean, well, not anymore. Not with a free trip to the Bahamas alone.
Wait,
I mean, I'm cool with that.
This is awesome.
This really worked out.
It did.
Oh, and that was Jose's advice.
I know.
I've always said, every time, always tell the truth.
You have never said that. That is not ever.
We're never listening
That is... Well, congratulations, you guys.
Holy cow.
You're going to the Bahamas together.
Oh, thank you for the help.
All right. And Seth, I guess we'll just have to call the other girls that you gave us on the list and tell them we're not going to take it.
No!
Oh, come on, guys. You know that's not true.
No.